Episode 160, another amazing staycation. Well, loves, it's time for a new episode, and what a great episode it was. It started off as usual, meeting at the Bombshell Mansion. This time, there was no need to race because I was an hour ahead of him, but he took 2 hours off of work and got to me the earliest he's ever arrived, 4:36 p.m. We were super excited and after hugging really tight when he got in, proceeded to go upstairs and begin our ritual, him using the bathroom and me putting away his clothes. Once that was done, it was frolicking and cuddling time. We lay on the bed, took a few flicks and then relaxed for a bit. That soon turned into a hot sex session. Well, no intercourse because that stupid time of the month decided to come the night before. So unacceptable. But we still did other things, so that definitely still worked. We relaxed a bit more after that and eventually made it out the door. Our first stop was Bath & Body Works. I had a free lotion coupon as well as 20% off. He was down to go with me and even ended up buying me lotion and hand sanitizers as well as something for his mother. The vibe was great. We were moving on our own time and everything flowed perfectly. We listened to the Swaggy C countdown. It was okay, but we didn't really get many songs for our playlists. Either way, we were in our bubble and having a good time. We head to the grocery store to get our snacks for the weekend. This time, we chose Oreos, Wise Honey Barbecue Chips, and then went to Walgreens to get our final edition Starburst Jelly Beans. Then, it was time to eat. We were famished and head to Chick-fil-A. We ordered 2 fries, nuggets, and 2 chicken sandwiches. As soon as we got the fries, we dug into the first batch and were finished before we even got home. They were so hot and crispy, we wanted more but resisted the temptation. Instead, we had 1 nugget and waited until we got home to have the rest. Once we got in, we changed clothes, heated up our food, and started the movie. I'd chosen X. I didn't remember it, but once he read the description, it sounded pretty good. We turned it on and were immediately engrossed. It was full of sex and weird killings, such a suspenseful and weird movie. We didn't know what to make of it. A group of young people travel to a farm to make porn movies, and then the old couple just goes crazy. I mean, crazy. The movie was very demented, and honestly, I don't even want to say much more. I recommend you watch it for yourself. We both rated it a 3.5 out of 5, and overall, it was pretty good. Then we went into an episode of Cross. We sat next to each other for the entire time, and he even played with my feet, which was super cute. The weekend had started off great, and we were eating it up. Cross was okay this time, but kind of slow. For every reason, it has been taking time to build, and my man is slowly starting to become disinterested, so that's not good. Hopefully he'll stick with it, because I truly feel that the show has potential and will end up being good in the end. Either way, if he decides not to watch, I'll watch it by myself, but I would really love to watch it with him. After the show is done, we head upstairs to sleep. It was 11:30, but we'd been up for hours, so we're both a bit sleepy. We got in the bed and kissed one another goodnight. We did our own thing for a bit and then came back together and started listening to music and bugging out. Evidently, it was time for another frolic session. We listened to a lot of hip-hop songs while I looked for songs to go on my It's Lit playlist. I ended up finding 2 songs to add and then went back to the serious countdown with Brady. We ended up frolicking for about 2 hours, but then I started getting tired when he played this evil music. I'm just kidding. It was gangster rap, but I'm just not that into it. He knew that, but kept messing with me, putting the phone in my ear when the curses happened, and then hugged me and shielded my ears after. It was hilarious and super cute at first, but then I started getting really sleepy, and he kept trying to wake me. I tried to get up, but couldn't. And then he said, let's do meditation. I knew there was no way I would make it, but I also knew it was my out from that music, so I said yes. And while he started meditation, I lay on his chest and went right to sleep. I partially remember him saying to me, hey, you cheated, but I was exhausted and couldn't even respond. Then we woke up around 4:30 and he said it again. I started laughing and said, you knew there was no way I was staying up. I asked him if he did and he said, maybe for half of the time, we should probably try that again. I agreed and then we talked for a bit before drifting away into La La Land. We woke up around 7:25 a.m. and talked before confirming that we were actually up. We cuddled, frolicked, and then played Duolingo. Just another fun and perfect morning, feeling blessed to wake up next to each other. We frolicked in bed for about 2 hours, playing Duolingo, doing our naked abs, and just enjoying our bubble. Then we eventually got dressed and head to the gym. I honestly wasn't feeling it, but knew it was imperative that we both go, being that we go in with the unhealthy eating for our cheat weekend, so this is one way we partially offset our weight gain. We had a great gym session. I actually loved working out with him because just having someone in the gym that you know and having the same goals as is just everything. The best part is looking over at him and then he looks back at me and we do a silly face or he winks at me. It's all so hot and a super turn on for me. Anyway, once we were done, we head to the pharmacy to pick up my meds before heading home for me to cook and watch our second movie for the weekend, Catch Me If You Can. Before we started the movie, we showered, but separately this time. While he showered, I sewed together a hole I noticed on the collar of his suede fur coat. He was super impressed that I knew how to sew and said it was another perk of being with me. He said, "I'm such a good woman." I blushed and said, "I am. I can sew and knit also." I felt good being able to do those things, and I give props to my mom because she's the one that taught me when I was young, and I see how much value it has at many times, and this was one of them. After showering, I went downstairs to cook. He was on his phone watching a news show, and I was listening to my classics playlist. He chimed in each time a song he knew came on, and then we came down to turn on the movie. I finished cooking while we started the movie. I made sausages, scrambled eggs, and blueberry muffins. He loved it all, and we gobbled it all up while watching the movie. I'd chosen it because I knew it was good, but I didn't fully remember it, so that was good too. We watched a little over half and then went upstairs to take a nap. We talked for a bit before falling out, woke up once, talked again, then fell back to sleep. I stayed asleep for longer, but he woke up and watched a fight that was streaming. Then when I finally woke up again, we had some kisses and cuddle time and before going back down to the movie. I'd forgotten how good the movie was, especially the ending, and for it to be a true story just made it even better. Leonardo and Tom Hanks did a phenomenal job of acting, and the weird but deep bond that developed was so awesome. He loved the movie too, and we both graded it a strong 4.5 out of 5. I 100% recommend it if you've never seen it. The story brings you on a journey where you're ultimately rooting for Leo, even though he's a criminal. I can't say how much I love this movie once again. Anyway, to break up the movies, I decided to break out Jenga. We hadn't played it in a long time, and he welcomed the change. It ended up being a tie, and then we went on to our third movie of the weekend, Dawn of the Apes. This was our second one of the series, and we knew it would be good. We watched a little over half and then stopped it to get ready to get our dinner, but before that, he surprised me with a question. He sat on the couch and asked, "How are you? I mean, really, how are you doing?" It was unexpected, but made me think and just begin talking about life and how I felt about everything. Then I reciprocated the question and he started going in. While he was talking, tears were falling down my face, and it wasn't because I was sad, rather the opposite. I felt grateful. Grateful for him, grateful for the moment, grateful for my life. The fact that things were so good with us, that we could be our true, authentic selves around one another and be so open and vulnerable felt good. He didn't even notice I was crying initially, but once he did, he reacted, and that introduced even more deep conversation. It's crazy how asking someone how they're doing and truly caring about their answer makes such a difference. I just felt it and it hit me, and that moment I felt even closer to him than normal. It's hard to describe, but it was so different than our normal frolicking, and I truly appreciated the moment to stop, think, assess, breathe, decompress, and just be. Moments like those are imperative to have with your partner, and I'd encourage you to have them if you've never done it before. We finished a deep conversation with a few kisses and then head upstairs to change and head to Sonic. We got back and devoured our food, finished the movie, and went to watch one of my shows. By the way, the movie was hands down a 5 out of 5, but all the Apes movies are phenomenal. Anyway, we quickly turned my show off because the episode was less than appealing. I was actually surprised because usually there's more action, but this episode they decided to go off script and embarrass me. Needless to say, he wasn't impressed, so I put Cross on again. He wasn't impressed with that either and did stuff on his phone, then went upstairs before it ended to box and shower. After the episode was over, I followed and boxed while he was in the shower. When he came out, he apologized about not watching the rest of Cross. I told him it was no big deal. I told him the main parts he missed anyway, and he's not into it anymore because the build-up is super slow. So I get it. I literally think the action will be in the last two episodes, which doesn't bode for how we thought it would go, but such is life. I'll continue to watch it and just update him on anything he misses, and maybe we'll watch the last two episodes together. We'll see. But either way, I still like the show for the most part. The night was coming to an end and I got sad. He noticed and asked what's wrong. I told him the staycation is over. He said, no, it's not. We still haven't slept next to one another and talked before we go to bed. Plus, there'll be many, many more to come. I smiled and said, okay. I'm happy again. He said, good. And then I head into the shower. I really love how he always knows how to make me smile and soothe my fears. And I hope I do that for him too. I came out the shower and hopped into bed with him, enjoying our final night for the weekend together. We didn't talk too much, but we watched a few music videos before falling out and then woke up in the morning multiple times before our final wake up at around 9:30 a.m. I had to be out early because of the modeling rehearsal and casting, and he was very understanding about that. I definitely didn't want the weekend to end, but as he said, we'll have many others. Before we left, we did our ab workout, shared our snacks, got ready, and left. We spoke on the phone for part of our rides and then continued separately handling our daily business. So, loves, the episode is done and it will be a few weeks for the next one, but February will be very busy, so the episodes will be coming fast. Until then, I bid you farewell. XOXO, Bombshell out.